Hi, this is Andrew Payne.
And this is Keith Barber. Today is Thursday, May 10th, 2007, episode 84.
Of Go Magic Go, your magic podcast. Coming up after the news today, we have the first of your responses to our request for impromptu card routines.
Andy's going to review King's Fool by Kip Sherry.
We've also got feedback and, of course, Hype of the Week. Actually, a rather strange one this week.
To say the least.
Stranger still will be if this episode comes out on time.
We're hoping. Well, a while back, we got an email from a listener named Andy, no relation to Andrew.
People are usually related by last name, Keith, but thanks for clearing that up.
He promised to send in a review, and now he did.
Promise made, promise delivered.
Hi, this is Andy from Mallorca, and this is my review of King's Fool by Kip Sherry. It's available direct from kipsherrymagic.info. That's Kip with a double P, by the way. And it retails for $29.95. First off, let me say that I really like this item. I do have one or two minor reservations, but overall, I think it's a winner. What is it? Well, it's based on a really old effect. It's something you can use as a basic effect in itself, but the main idea is for it to be used as a business card and a giveaway item. It's like a five-card Monty effect that uses a paperclip to find the card. I'm pretty sure that anyone listening to this has seen some version of it, and if not, there is a version of it on Kip's site. What Kip has done is to produce the templates to enable anyone with a computer to add their own details onto these to create an effective business card or giveaway that will be held onto and will be seen by many people. It comes with easy-to-follow video instructions that make producing these really simple. The ad says that most people will start producing finished cards within half an hour, and I would say that that's pretty much right. King's Fool is available as both a do-it-yourself kit, which is the version I'm talking about here, or as custom-printed complete items. One of these is included as a sample with the kit, and these would be great, for instance, for a trade show client to have produced as a giveaway item. That would, of course, be for me to give away while I'm performing on their stand. Obviously, with a do-it-yourself kit, it's quick and easy to make up a card as a sample for a potential employer with their logo and details, and these can then be demonstrated while you're interviewing for a gig. I mentioned reservations. Quality-wise, it's not easy to produce professional-looking business cards on a home computer. Also, the ads say that these are the only business card you'll ever need. I have to say that I don't fully agree with that. Particularly over here in Europe, we don't carry the large size wallets that would take one of these without creasing or folding it. I do always have some of my normal business cards in my wallet. I can't say that I will always have some of these with me. Regarding these reservations though, I've plastic laminated the cards that I've made. Laminators cost next to nothing these days. And the cards now look really professional. Also, when they're laminated, I can carry some around in my back pocket all night. They stay looking good, and they'll also last much longer in the hands of the customer. Finally, when I am performing, I carry a Mullica wallet anyway, and that will comfortably take an evening supply. So, my conclusions. I've been playing with these for a few days now. They do generate a lot of fun and conversation in bars and during walk-around gigs. I will be carrying them around as often as is practicable, and I've got no doubt whatsoever that they'll pay for themselves many, many times over. Oh, and one final point. Early on, when I first started trying to print these, I did have an issue with one point on the templates. An email from me received an almost instant reply, followed later by a transatlantic phone call from Kip that gave the solution to the situation. And I've got to say that that's great service. So that's it. King's Fool by Kip Sherry, heartily recommended by Andy from Mallorca.
All right, thanks Andy. Nice job on that.